Blog Talk Radio.
What's up?
All right, everyone. It's cool. It's cool. Ladies and gentlemen of the listening audience, we are joined for the first time. This is our first time talking with Felicia Spencer. Everyone, we are with Felicia Spencer. She is a 5-1 amateur record holder, tough enough champion, recently signed with Invicta. I mean, she is a phenomenal human being, a wonderful athlete. She speaks 15 different languages. I mean, she does like 150 different styles of kung fu. Basically, I want to tell you guys about Felicia. When she first started, she walked along the countryside learning different styles from the grandmasters. And basically, she has an unlimited amount of styles. You know, she's like one of those invincible people. So she has Invincible Armor as a person, as a fighter. And for all of the women that are in Invicta, they definitely need to watch out for this young lady, Felicia Spencer, because they don't give you a nickname like Phenom for nothing. And she's not from Motown, so she is her own phenomenal person. Felicia Spencer, welcome to the show for the first time.
Wow, it's so nice to be here for the first time ever.
I know, I have this weird sense of deja vu, but you know, that's good.
I don't know what to say to that introduction. It's great, though. I don't know about 15 languages. I speak like 1.5 languages.
What counts as 1.5?
Well, I think I speak English pretty well, and then French I can get by pretty well, but it's been a while, so.
So you might have 3/4 of 1.5 of another.
Yeah.
Okay. I've just learned something new. Now, since he was one to one-up me, is he accurate on the 5-1 record or is it 4-1?
It's a 5-1.
Well, all right, Cole, you got that one.
Yeah. Don't get me of one of those wins. I earned it.
I'm not. I just, you know, some sites keep good amateur record logs, some don't. I'm not going to say any names.
That's true. Can't blame you there. Yeah. Fought 3 times in Florida, once in New Orleans, twice in Vegas. So that's 6 fights.
I've never been to New Orleans, and I lived in Louisiana. I feel like I failed somewhere. Anyway, I'm just having regrets now. Let's move on. So, Cole, I believe you were telling me that she has a degree in something. What were you going on about that?
Well, she is a highly intelligent person. She went in the UCF, right? That's Central Florida. Her teacher was a Magneto. So she knows how to bend metal. And that's the reason why I had
you are pretty badass.
But now you have a bachelor's degree from UCF. The question I was trying to ask before the phone decided to punch me in the face is, what did you get your bachelor's degree in from UCF?
It was a math education. So I'm a math teacher.
That has nothing to do with mixed martial arts. And I'll tell you why. When we spoke to you recently at a time that has nothing to do with now, we talked about your brawling style. So you have a degree in mathematics, but you're not a point fighter. Was there something that led you to just say, I don't want to leave it in the hands of the judges? Because your last 2 fights, you did not.
That's true. I like to think that I can break down people, look at them kind of analytically, but maybe I am just a brawler. I like to think I'm a little bit technical. In the gym, I'm definitely hoping that I'm
You were technically brawling the shit out of her.
Yeah. I don't know. I love teaching. That was really what got me into, you know, picking that degree, is I've been teaching different martial arts, and pretty much since I was, I think, 12, I started teaching Taekwondo when I was a young one, and then I still teach the kids martial arts class at the Jungle MMA, so I'm still, you know, and I was just like, I love teaching, so what can I teach for a living? So that's pretty much what got me to the math teacher. But there's other MMA fighters that have been teachers. Tom Lawler was a teacher. Rich Franklin was a math teacher. So I'm not alone.
Well, you just taught me something, so I guess kudos. You just proved your point.
Yeah, Tom Lawler's, he went to UCF also. I think he was a social studies teacher. He used to own the jungle where I train at, so he used to be one of the owners.
And for the people that don't know, Tom Lawler is a wonderful individual. The things that you see, his walkouts, his entrances, when you have a high level of education, you're going to come out at a high level. When you come out to Invicta for your first time, could we expect anything different from you? Anything like a walkout, a hairstyle? Is there anything that makes you stand out from any other fighter besides your wonderful long brown hair and your wonderful infectious smile?
I normally do my own hair. In my last fight, I definitely didn't do it right. I noticed how crazy it got, but I don't really like doing cornrows. I feel like my hair is too frizzy for that. But I don't know, my walkout song I get a lot of compliments for. I've done the same song for the last couple fights, and people like it. So it's kind of just fun. I like to play Queen, so that's a little bit different. But other than that, I'm pretty focused when I'm walking through the cage. Nothing
down
really magical going on. Yeah, I'm not much of a, I don't know, you can probably tell I'm a little quiet, maybe kind of shy sometimes, so I'm not really super theatrical with my walkout.
You're about the performance, not the showmanship. I got you.
Okay, yeah, put it like
if
that.
If you ever decide to do that, though, Invicta's the place to do it. I mean, yeah. I know you've seen the weigh-ins and all that.
Yeah. That would be pretty cool.
I myself might be dressed up in a costume this time around.
I've been considering it myself. I mean, there is a Prince costume that I've been trying to get, but I just can't find a pancakes because it's always time for pancakes. And
dude, I got the pancakes, man.
You got the pancakes?
And I got the expensive organic syrup. I just ate the grapes, though. So you
got
to get known.
You got to have the grapes. But you know what? Normally, we would just sit here and go into a crazy tangent, but I primarily just want to focus on you, Felicia. You are just a subject of subjects. To be such a young woman, I'm not going to ask your age. It's stated in one of these articles that I was reading about you that you have basically practiced jiu-jitsu for 15 years. That's a long time, yes?
That is a long time. I started jiu-jitsu when I was about 13, I think I was 12. So it hasn't really been 15 years, kind of a stretch, but I was very consistent with training when I was closer to like 15, you know, training every day. So I've been at it for a while. It's been definitely over 10 years. I'll put it that way. And I've been doing Taekwondo since I was little. So I started when I was, I was 4 years old when I started, and moved to Orlando when I was 18, so I was training pretty much consistently doing that for a good minute.
Damn, you started before I did.
But it's all a little different then, but it all plays really nicely. I think my style of fighting is a little different with my background, and you know, I feel comfortable standing, I feel comfortable on the ground, I feel comfortable anywhere, so that's why I like to brawl, I guess, because I don't care where it goes.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of stylistic matches, so I like to see people with their own unique way of throwing down, for sure. As a fan, it is, because I like to see violence, so I thank you. So, I mean, what gets you gotten in, what, I guess what I'm asking is, what made you go from traditional training to beating up people? What made you want to do that?
I always just say it was kind of a gradual process. I always loved the challenge of jiu-jitsu and training and new things. And when I was a teenager, people would say after jiu-jitsu, the guys would be like, oh, they're putting on their boxing gloves and like, come on, jump in a box with us. And I was like, you guys are out of your mind. I'm not getting punched in the face. You know, I'll do my kicking all day, and I'll do my jiu-jitsu, but that's crazy. And then I don't know what happened when I moved to Orlando and I started training at the Jungle. I was doing Muay Thai, and I was they were like, yeah, this is fun. This is awesome. Getting hit in the face is not fun, but punching other people in the face is very fun. So I don't know. I just kind of fell with it, and
agreed.
I wanted to fight right away, pretty much. It took me a long time to get a fight. I was ready to go. Like, as soon as I started training, I was like, all right, this is it. Like, I've been training different things for long enough. I'm ready. But it took me a long time to get a fight.
Is that because of your weight class?
It was a combination. Well, if you think about, you know, that was 2009. So women's MMA wasn't very set. Amateur, it was actually still in Florida. I would have gone straight to being a pro if I would have gotten the first fight that I was supposed to have. Back in like November of 2010 or something, I was supposed to have a fight, and that would have been a pro event with WEC, I think. But anyway, that was years ago, so it took me, I think, 3 years to get a fight, and people learned about my rank, my jiu-jitsu experience, and no one would want to fight me. The promoters had a really hard time getting matchups with me. Finally got my first fight, and it was, I don't know if it was just the nerves that built up over the years, or I don't know what happened, but it was super boring and split decision loss for my very first fight, and the crowd booed the decision and whatever. So whatever happened. But yeah, it definitely motivated me to get back and do, you know, never let that happen again, especially after waiting so long to get my debut fight and then having it go that way. It was not very fun.
You mean to tell me we missed the opportunity of seeing you in WEC years ago?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, man, that makes me even sadder. It's gone.
Yeah,
now.
That was the one that Jamie Levine ran, right? Yeah, that was WEC, I believe. Because I think Seth fought on that card, Seth Tuccizelli, maybe? I'm not sure.
Correct.
It was a long time ago. I have to look at the card again.
I'm a big fan of WEC, so, I mean, as soon as you said that, that definitely got me excited. But you were able to grow in a different way and understand how crappy these judges just happen to be. And since that first fight that you had, you've actually been undefeated for the past 3 years. So the past 3 years, you've been undefeated. I mean, as I stated, you were injured at one time that nobody knows about because this didn't really happen. You were sitting in the back of the pussy wagon, and you were making your feet. You know, you were making your toes work together one toe at a time. People got to know. She's coming out with a yellow suit, right? And she's cutting people's head open.
Yeah,
one?
Man, catch the mustard interior. That's some serious shit.
Tell it.
No, the day after my first fight, I drove home and went straight to my first class the first day of school. It was the first day of the new semester, so I didn't even get to go home and cry. I just went home and went to school, so that was fun.
I was reading.
But,
I was sort of upset,
you know, but I was really motivated. I didn't really cry about it. I was motivated to just do it again. I felt sorry for the next person that I fought, but, you know, whatever.
The next five.
I think that one's on my page.
But this is kind of the reason why we ask a young woman like you to be on the show, just so we can just learn a lot about you. And I want to kind of focus on this Tough Enough because, you know, as I stated in a time before time, it was a four-woman tournament, and you just destroyed the entire tournament. How does Tough Enough really look at you? Do you have, like, any long-standing things with Tough Enough? Because you destroyed everybody. And like, it could have been, it was like one night, but I know it wasn't. But you destroyed two girls by not decision. So that must have been just a great experience, just defeating two women to get to this opportunity, this Invicta stuff.
It was pretty awesome, I'm not going to lie. I had tried to get a fight during the time that I was having a hard time finding opponents in Florida. I reached out because they were looking for someone in my weight class, and that one kind of fell through. Probably 4 or 5 months later, I got a call about the tournament. My friend, Jamie Moyle, which is, think you know Jamie Moyle. She won for her division, and so I was excited about. I knew that the tournament was an awesome opportunity, and I was, you know, I was determined to make sure that I could make it out there. You know, it was amateur, so I had to find a way to pay for my own. You know, me and my coach get flown out there to Vegas, go both times. So it was, I was super excited about it. It was incredible to know that it was people from across the United States that were coming, and that I was, you know, that I did so well with them against me. And yeah, I don't really know what to say about it, but I was just super excited for the opportunity. I knew I wasn't going to be going home on that long plane ride home with a loss, so I had to make it happen.
Go ahead, Jay.
Well, I'm glad you did, because I kind of like binge watched those two fights, and I was like, I told myself I wasn't going to look up nothing, because I already said on the last show I didn't know anything about you, so I was like, I'm not going to front. And then I was like, I kind of want to watch some fights. So you lived up to what Jamie said. She called you a badass, so that's cool.
Aww.
I always like seeing that.
Well, thanks.
Yeah, I definitely like finishes in my fights. I'm the type of person, if I pay for a pay-per-view event, which is hardly the case, I would like them all to be over in that first minute, just because then I'm like, awesome.
Yeah. Well, I guess
I don't want to be that guy.
Yeah. I guess the second round is my friend for that tournament. But, yeah, I felt good in those fights. I felt like I showed, you know, coming back, doing the thing. They were good. But I was better on that night, I guess.
Yeah, I guess it's back to me. All right, now, getting into your opponent. Your opponent is Rachel Wiley. Now, you are a big fan of the second round, but she is a big fan of the first round. Are you going to make sure this gets out of the first round for me so I can put my money on you now?
I can't make any promises on first round. That would be pretty awesome if I mean, I know second round has been my friend the last two fights, but I've finished in the first round in a proof fight. Now it's kind of nice. I don't know. I can't really say for sure if it's going to be, you know, finishing the first round, second round, on the ground, standing up. But I know I'll be ready for whatever she has. You know, I haven't seen a whole lot. She's kind of hard to scope out, you know. There's a few videos, but I'm not sure if it tells much about her. I just can't imagine that she'll have anything I haven't seen before. Still pretty confident in this one.
And I guess I'm going to take one more question, and then I'm going to pass it back to Jay. I was taking a look at quite a few of your pictures. You seem to have a whole lot of Naga belts. Do you know how many Naga tournaments you've won, and do they all have a special significance to you? Because it seems like there's a lot of them.
I don't know how many tournaments I've done. Naga belts, I have two. It was from a gi and a no gi. Thank you, from gi and no gi. That was a couple years ago in the advanced division. I haven't done a whole lot of tournaments lately. I've been just kind of focusing on doing MMA fights and stuff like that. I'm not really sure. I'm combining all the tournaments, Copa Naga, Grappler's Quest, definitely at least 20, but I haven't won them all. It's not like I'm undefeated in grappling tournaments, so it's nothing really to toot my horn about. But it's definitely a good experience. Every time I go, I learn something.
It's not a good thing whether you're winning or losing. If a leg is out, if an arm is out, if a neck is out, yeah, whether it's the second round, the first round, could be walking out there. I mean, just 20. That's 20. There's some people that don't even have two that are professional fighters. I consider that very important. Oh, that was it. I asked too many questions. Go ahead.
Yeah, I did my first grappling tournament when I was 18, and then I did a bunch of them over the first couple years I was in Orlando, and then it just kind of, I don't know, I didn't have any more money to do them, I guess, for a while. And then, so sorry about that. I don't know, I don't even know where all my medals are. I think they're at the gym.
So, Felicia, do you have, like, a big statement you're trying to make for yourself with your pro debut at all? Like, are you trying to, you know, make a statement within the cage, let people know what you're about? Or is this just really just – you're just going to focus on whatever happens, just do what you got to do?
Well, you can't really make that many plans. My statement is going to have to be with my performance, because Like you said, no one really gives a shit about me right now. Except for you guys. Thank you.
Yet.
yet, exactly. And I'm fine with that. You know, I'm not expecting people to care right now on the first fight. I think I'm walking out first. Like, you know, who really cares? People just started turning on their internets to watch me. So I don't know. I know that I'm ready to put on a show, and I like exciting fights, and hopefully it's a memorable fight. I don't see any way that it can't be. I don't like being boring. So I don't know what's going to be cool about it, but something's going to be cool about it. I can guarantee that.
Well, you'll know, because I'm always the loudest person at these things. So you could use that as like a rubric, if you will, for how good the show is.
Well, I don't know. I think my mom is coming to this one.
No, I will beat her. I promise.
I think she's like the craziest, loudest person at a fight. She's only been to, I think, two of my fights, but
then I'm gonna sit next to her.
She might go crazy. yeah.
Oh,
but yeah.
I forgot to tell you, Felicia, that me and Jay have talked. We have decided that we are going to buy you a grilled chicken sandwich with honey mustard and sweet potato fries with extra honey mustard right after the weigh-ins.
How do you know that about me?
That was supposed to be a surprise, but, you know, whatever, Cole.
I learn. When I have the opportunity to learn, I learn heavily. You know, I'm not a gay fish, you know? No offense to the fish out there. I'm a recovered gay fish, you know. I looked up a lot of your stuff. I know what you're into, because we're into a lot of the same things. I mean, I like my stuff extra fried.
It's a lie. It's a lie. Exercise. Did you just?
What is exercise? I'm sorry. I've never heard of that stuff.
I thought you said you exercise. I'm sorry.
What? This is exercise.
You were just straight up telling a lie. My bad. I apologize.
Yeah, come on, man. You got to get that right. The only people that exercise are young ladies like Felicia. And I kind of want to transition into that, because are you a teacher, or are you something like a teacher, Felicia?
I'm a teacher? What do you mean by that? Like,
no, the reason I'm asking that is because now that you're a professional fighter, how is that going to impact your teaching career?
Well, good question. I graduated last December, so right before my last Tough Enough fight in January. I graduated and then I focused on the fight. After the fight, I got a job at a high school, and I was teaching geometry. And then I got the job that I wanted, which is teaching a virtual school. So I'm actually a virtual algebra teacher. So I teach over the computer. So my schedule is flexible. And it's pretty cool. Like, you know, it's still a lot of work, but my schedule is flexible, so I can go train during the day, I can go train in the evening. You know, it's a busy day, but I make it work, and, you know, it pays the bills, too. Remember, I was an amateur fighter, and now I'm just making my pro debut, so the money's not really going to support me. So this is pretty much the most perfect job I could have, to be a professional fighter at the same time. To be honest, so I make it work.
That's cool. So you can kind of just do that anywhere.
Dude, my head is so messed up right now. I'm thinking of like cam girls, like randomly doing a show, like, oh, let's open this book. Yeah. No, don't mind me. I've never been to a virtual class, but I can imagine it's extremely hard. But you, as you said, you can do it at any time, right? Like maybe 2 o'clock in the morning, and you could pre-record your show.
No, I don't record stuff. I guide kids through the modules. Like, they do their own assignments. There's some lessons that I teach, but only specific times. I grade online. I grade their stuff online. I know it's kind of weird to think of math on the computer, but I do a lot of phone calls. Pretty much, I have to be available a lot to do phone calls. I, you know, introduce them to the class, explain how things work, talk to parents, blah, blah, blah.
So do you ever, like, I don't know, put, like, a camera in front of, like, a chalkboard or something and draw stuff up in a live cam at all? Or?
No. We have a virtual office, so I don't need to – they don't ever see me. Well, they see a picture of me on my homepage.
Oh, so, like, if you, like, had a fight last week, they won't be, like, look and see teachers like Shiner and be like talking shit like, "You got knocked the fuck out. I'm not doing this assignment." None of that.
No. Yeah,
okay.
Exactly.
That
and when I was in high school, actually, I did teach with a black eye once when I was in my high school. But
did they think it was
like,
cool?
Honestly, it was like, in high school, it's like instant like respect, I guess. I don't know. They all thought they all
no,
thought it was cool.
Nobody came up to you and be like, "Who did this to you?"
No, they actually, the person who got me the job was one of the teachers actually right across the hall. He trains jiu-jitsu with me. And I teach with kid and blah blah, but so we always joked around that I was gonna go beat him up after class and whatnot. So they all had fun with it. They all saw my YouTube videos on the first day that I was in there. I could hear the YouTube announcer from my fight. I could hear it at the outside of the class. I'm like, "You guys, you stop watching YouTube in my class. Put your phone away. We're doing geometry." No, so they all knew right away. The administration knew everything, so it wasn't like big secret, you know, but
okay,
yeah, so it was kind of funny. Some of the students had fun with it, but at least they had some respect for me right away.
You know, it sounds better than when I used to work at Walmart, I'll give you that.
Right, it was funny. I used to work at years ago, I worked at Auntie Anne's, the pretzel place, and it was so funny how the customers treat you different when you have a black eye. It's like, normally customers, you know, you can get rude ones, blah, blah, good customers, bad customers. Everyone is super nice to you if you have a black eye, especially being a girl, I guess. So it was pretty funny.
Nobody's ever nice to me with a black eye.
I have a good time. When I have a black eye, I have a great time.
My case, you have a black eye, people just try to punk you out.
Pretty much.
Yeah, right.
Well, I can tell everybody that on September 13th, Felicia Spencer, Miss Phenom, will not have a black eye. She will have a nice paycheck and some actual sponsors. We've got like 90 seconds left of the show, and I know that this is probably the first time you're going to actually be able to give a shout-out to sponsors. But even though it says we have a few seconds left, just how is it attaining sponsors, and just how is that feeling knowing that you'll not just be fighting for yourself, but fighting for sponsors and getting paid for it, as opposed to amateur fighting, which is like finding money underneath your couch just to fight?
It feels awesome to be supported. You know, I've felt a lot of support over the years of me fighting. Right now, my sponsor is Lucas Wine and Spirits, a local business in Kansas and Missouri. Right now, that's it, but I'm still looking last minute for some support. You know, whether I get it or not, I know that this is at least a good starting point. It's a good platform to hopefully get some of the people on board with me and move on from there. But it's really just about the fight, not about the money right now. So that's what I'm focusing on.
Put in work first.
Right.
Forget both of y'all. Get this young lady some money. It ain't about the money. That's why you give us so much money. Make it rain. To all the sponsors, when you think about Felicia, because you got to focus on the money. But on the same note, we don't need you driving a beat-up Toyota like I drive, or a broken-down Mitsubishi like I also have. We got to get you right. Because you're going to make it happen.
That would be nice one day, but, you know.
Yeah, there's a young lady, Caitlin Young. Caitlin Young drives a brand new Mitsubishi from like South End Mitsubishi. That's what we all need, because I can't get one of those. So at least let's have you get one of those, because you're doing things and I'm not. Screw my life. I'm done. I quit. No, I don't.
Do I take your place?
Take it. Drive my beat up Mitsubishi. The hood.
No.
Hood Mitsubishi.
Well, speaking of which, I have one last question for you, Felicia.
Yes.
Do you know how to fix a secondary air injection for a 2002 Saturn?
No, I do not. I'm sorry.
All right. It's okay. I pretty much got it now.
I'm useless. I'm sorry. No. Anyways, yeah, I'll just keep doing the thing, and then the sponsors will come in, I'm sure, one day.
Oh, I'm sure we have a loud enough mouth. Beat somebody's ass and we'll make sure the world hears it, sees it, all that stuff.
Awesome.
We took so much of your time, Felicia, and we thank you for just giving us this time, because you could have been doing other things. You could have been doing a virtual class, but you let us just jump around and ask you crazy, silly questions. And I feel good having let people know who you are. And after this interview, Felicia Spencer, I won't forget you. Don't really care what anybody else does, but I personally won't forget you. And Jay's going to feed you.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Well, it's been a pleasure. I'm glad you guys reached out. You know, it's nice to be able to, you know, put myself out there a little bit, let people get to know me. I really appreciate your time, too. I know you guys are busy also. Everyone has a life that they're taking care of. So if you ever, after the fight, if you guys want to catch up, you know, I'm willing to jump back on here and talk to you guys for a little bit.
Oh, we will be there. I will, like, throw a camera right at your face. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
You're already, at that point, you're already going to be used to getting hit, so you won't feel anything.
Well, all right, everybody.
All right.
Yeah, I got to press the end show button. But to everybody, on September 12th at Invicta 14, check out Felicia Spencer. She is the first fighter. She will be the first person to walk out, and she will be awesome. Everybody,
you
got
to tell them how to see it live if they're not going to buy the tickets, man. You got to tell them. What's the site? What's the site? What's the site?
InvictaFC.com, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Or
Fight Pass, everybody. There you go. Or go to Ticketmaster. Download the app. Get a ticket right now, because that's what you should be doing. If you're already listening to this at this point, you're not actually going to watch or attend. I don't really know what the point is, so... spend some money. That's all I got to say. And anybody who wants to holler at me, tell me how bad I suck, you can reach me at 618-593-5123. I don't give a fuck. All day. Felicia, I thank you. Cole.
Don't call my phone.
I'll talk to you later.
Yeah, don't call my phone, because I'm usually having conversations that nobody really needs to hear with women above 155. So just call Jay. He'll answer. Have a good day, everybody, and enjoy this interview. Goodbye.